This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarkets podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. Love this panel. This is going to be too much fun. John Long from partner at Schertz Auto Service in Schertz, Texas, and Edgar Reyes, service director at location number one. How did you get location one?
Miracle? I'm not sure. You're asking me questions I don't know the answer to, Carm. It seems like that's your mojo. The first question you asked me, I just don't know.
The thing I love about Edgar, he's always going to tell you the truth, always. So thank you for not making something up.
And that's exactly how we got location number one.
Yeah, tell us exactly how it is. I can't wait to see it. We did see a tour of Schertz a while back, and it happened to be the newest one. And Mark took us, through the water holding pit and everything. And it was, what a beautiful, gorgeous place. And I'm sure you guys must have number three on the drawing board, but then that's another show someday, right? Hey, so John, how's business?
It's good. We're going to actually have a pretty fantastic year. It's not as good as obviously we always want it to be, but it's been great.
Have you booked out way out like 7-8 days? And is that coming down because of the holiday?
I mean, if we're booked out that far, we've got actually an issue somewhere else along the line. We try not to be booked out that far. So it's, we're usually 2 to 3 days out is where we're at. And that's where we're at now.
And Edgar, are you staying busy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't remember the last time we weren't busy. Truly, truly grateful for the amount of work we have. And, we're just here to serve the people in our community the best we can.
Very good. And that's called job security.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it's called. Hey, guys, here's a great message from Dorman.
Dorman Products creates hundreds of new automotive replacement products every month. Part of what makes Dorman so unique is their ideation of new and innovative products. They have dedicated teams all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada looking for new product ideas. Since every solution starts with a problem, these teams of researchers, field analysts, product specialists, and contributors consistently visit repair shops and make field calls. Now, this is to best understand the problems the industry is facing. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Other times, experts take it an additional step, further solving what made the original part problematic in the first place. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Want to know more about Dorman? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Hey, thank you, Dorman. Appreciate it so much. They'll be also bringing Aftermarket Weekly to you in 2022. Hey, if you go to my website and you type in just the word Edgar, and you're going to see some cool episode with him, Under 30, Our Future is Bright. That was a phenomenal episode. If you've not listened to these three young aftermarket professionals under 30, you owe it to yourself. I think you'll be incredibly inspired that our industry is going to be in good hands in the future. And here's an episode from John Pay for Technician Training from John Long. So appreciate that. You guys have been great contributors to the show, and I do appreciate that. Guys, I love this topic that John brought me. It's called The Power of Moments.
There's actually a book called The Power of Moments by Chip and Dan Heath. And I read that probably 3 or 4 years ago was the first time I read it. And it really spoke to me about, creating powerful moments and how you go about doing so and the impact that it has on people. And it's something that I reread this year, and I know Edgar's read it this year, and we've had a lot of our team read it just because of the impact it has on our team. To quote Edgar here, it's like, he said this book should be treated like the Bible in our company.
Is part of the principle you have to be present? I mean, you got to be there in order to feel, if you will, the moments or the momentum going on inside the business.
It's more so just trying to transform some of those everyday mundane tasks into powerful experiences, create a big moment on them. We all have teammates that have birthdays in our workplace. What do you do for those teammates during their birthdays? I mean, a lot of times, you know, we celebrate them. Everybody, I'm sure, celebrates them. But, you know, something that kind of goes on top of it is I've got a bear suit here because we did a video working with a bear. So I had my service director came up to me last year for a teammate's birthday and she goes, hey, put on the bear suit. You're going to go in there and sing happy birthday in the bear suit with them. You know, we get the, you know, everybody in there into our break room and get the cake out. And I put on the bear suit and in come out, you know, myself with the in the bear suit with the cake and the balloons. You know, that's just going above and beyond. And like I said, just transforming that everyday task into a powerful moment.
Will someone send me a picture of John in the bear suit?
There's an entire music video of John in a bear suit.
I mean, I need this. This is just too cool. I mean, that's off the charts, and you're creating a moment. I love that. Birthdays, anniversaries, that they are so special to us, those times. So, Edgar, when John dressed up in the bear suit, were you kind of worrying about if you picked the right place to come to work at?
A little bit. I it was just so believable. I was scared that I might not make it out that day if the bear was really hungry. No, of course not. It's an amazing thing. I mean, you walk out there on into the shop, you know, on a Friday afternoon and you see your boss in a bear suit, and it's just something that, you know, blows your mind. It adds so much to the culture. It does so much for myself. It makes me feel good about who I work for, who I work with, the overall culture that we have in the shop.
It's good to see Bill Connor with us, as I think he mostly always hangs out with us on our live shows. Thank you for being here, Bill, from Auto Vitals. I wrote down the words memory maker. You go home at the end of a great day and your significant other says, how was your day? It was okay. But when you go home and says, John dressed up as a bear, or they celebrate, you know, it was the biggest cake, birthday cake I ever had, or this and or that. And I can see the power and the value of moments because, guys, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, again, I haven't read the book, but they sustain you. You know, it lasts a while. It just isn't momentary. And we think back, what was our week like? And those things, they just pop up, right? We're, you know, we're celebrating specific and special holidays, but think about what we can do that's beyond that. Because, okay, it's June. I don't know. Oh, yeah, there's maybe Father's Day or something, whatever. We don't always have a time to celebrate. You have to make it, right?
Correct. And that's exactly it. You have to plan to create peak moments. You know, we're not trained to build those peak moments. We're trained to fix problems. But fixing problems isn't what builds your culture. It's, you know, creating those peak moments is what builds your culture. You know, and another little story here, you know, Edgar and I were just recently at Apex. You know, that Friday before we left for Apex, you know, I was at his shop and one of the techs came into the office and he's like, man, I'm going to miss you guys. I don't want you guys to go. And I'm like, you know, just talking to him like, I wish I could take you, but, you know, we're already booked. We're about to leave. And he goes, I said, I'll bring you something back. He's, oh, okay. I like, you know, snow globes. I'm like, okay. Mission number one, I told Edgar, I said, first thing we do when we get to Vegas, we're got to go find a snow globe for Carlos. So found a snow globe for Carlos, brought it back to him. And that Monday morning into the shop, I normally don't go to that shop on Monday mornings, but I made a special trip over there. First thing Monday morning, went up to Carlos and started unwrapping the snow globe for him. The sheer joy in his face that, number one, I brought him something and I remembered what he wanted, you know, just created a big, powerful moment between him and I.
Edgar, John, and Mark Roberts were all in the Apex studio. Now, that episode has yet to be released, and it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was the first time I met Edgar, and basically, I could have done nothing. He helped carry the show, and it was great to have met you at that time. It's amazing how I remember special times in my life that other people created for me. John and Edgar, and I think that's what you're really trying to say. It is our job as the leaders of the company to create these special moments for our team. And you know what? Guys, you would be creating moments no matter what because your culture is about this family, team, important values, trust, customer experience. It's all there. And when you've got that and you feel that, these ideas, these moment-building moments... Tell me about John, besides the bear, any other really special thing that you can recall?
You know, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head briefly. Edgar, do you have any other stories to share that you've done?
Sure. How much time do we have?
See, this is why he's here, because he's the one that has bought into this, you know, more than anybody in our organization and in our culture.
I want to start off by telling a little bit of a story that's in the book. When I truly grasped the meaning of Power of Moments, there's a section in the book where they talk briefly about a hotel where when you're by the pool, you press a button or you dial a number. It calls the front desk and you say you want a popsicle, and someone from the front desk within minutes comes out to the pool with popsicles in a silver tray.
White glove.
That is white glove, silver tray with popsicles. You think about it and you're like, well, I mean, you can reuse the tray. You can reuse the gloves. The popsicles are cheap. I mean, you're not really investing money in it. You're not really investing that much time because it doesn't take long to go out there and just do that. But what you are doing is you're creating a very powerful experience with very minimal resources. It's all about the, you know, the small effort that you want to put into it. And, you know, a couple of things that I can think of off the top of my head is, for example, we have snacks all over the shop. The guys get hungry, but the guys are also, you know, especially the technicians, they're so busy on knocking out work that they don't want to stop for anything. So then I put a little tray together and I walk around the shop and, hey, you want a snack? And they're just so moved by the fact that I'm walking through the shop giving them snacks that, and to me, it's not a big deal. It really doesn't take long for me to do this, but it's just such an impactful thing for them. Another thing is one of our teammates here that actually ended up transferring to the newer location. It was his daughter's birthday. She was not feeling well. It was on a weekend. And, you know, I said, well, you know, she still deserves a party. She still deserves something. So I actually drove down to his house. I bought his kid a gift for her birthday and some cupcakes and dropped it off at the doorstep because they were not feeling well, rang the doorbell and ran away. It was like the best ding dong ditch that you've ever done. It's not about just caring about your teammates. It's about caring about their families. And more importantly than just doing these gestures is they have to be genuine. You actually have to mean them and do these things out of the kindness of your heart. It's not a task that you check off.
Thanks for saying that. And because I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression that you just have to have a box to check, Edgar. If it's not genuine, and it's almost like you can't sustain the momentum of creating moments, then all you're doing is you're trying to fix a problem. A morale problem, for example. You don't want that. You want to use building and making moments as part of what good morale is about.
Well, I was about to say, I do have one other quick little story here. You know, we have a newer teammate that's been with us probably a month and a half or so. You know, about 4 weeks ago, I was in the break room eating lunch with him, and I asked him, what are you listening to right now? You know, because we have Audible. We have books on audio, and he bought into that real, real quick. And he's like, no, I'm not listening to anything. My earbuds kind of went out on me, so I don't have them anymore. As I'm eating lunch with him, I ordered up a set of earbuds. He delivered the next morning. The next morning, I'm not at the shop. So I text my service director there, and I said, hey, there's a package there that just showed up. Open it up and go give it to Nick. So she opens it up. She goes, gives it to him, and he's like, what's this? And she's like, this is from us. And it was the earbuds. And he's like, he was completely just blown away that we would do something like that for him. You know, the next morning I come into the shop and he comes in there and he goes, I can't believe you did that for me. I'm like, why wouldn't I? You know, we care about you. We want you here. We want you learning. We want you, you know, to be the best person that you can be. And, you know, he goes, my hands are filthy, but I'm going to shake your hand. I'm like, it doesn't matter to me if your hands are filthy or not. I'm going to shake your hand.
That is such a great story. And you know what? We almost need to do an entire episode on pulling all these ideas together, because as I've noticed, our Facebook audience here today, there's a lot of chatter. Thank you all so much. Dina Ganji is here. She apparently has a paid holiday for birthdays. Keith Perkins says he's got to do that. And thank you, Keith. I'm glad you liked my tie. He mentioned that. And again, Bill Connor says, If you're going to remain relevant, it's great to make positive memories, and that's what the making moments is. It's really their memory makers. By the way, I read a book, and I do believe it was from Donald Miller, Building a Story Brand, where he talked about the Cool Kids Club, and there's this great section. I think it's the Australian Amphitheater. If you own a Lexus and you go there, you get a concierge service. If you own a Mercedes, doesn't matter. Lotus doesn't matter. If you own a Lexus, you get it. So if you go, you have a Lexus, you're in the cool kids club, and everybody says, why are they getting concierge parking and us not? Because Lexus bought the moment. Lexus bought the moment in the cool kids club. You can't stop. If you're celebrating birthdays and you fail just once, your whole thing is destroyed. So that I think that would be another very strong message. Hey, this is great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. We've had an incredibly great week of episodes. I just want to share a few with you. Jody DeVere, Donna Wagner, training workshop on a great new program that Ask Patty is developing or has developed called Upshift. If you want to really be mind-blown about what a Department of Labor audit could be like based on wage and hour, you got to listen to episode 704 with Mike Davidson and Brian Weeks. And then the whole culture piece, it was so well done with Russ Crosby, Bill DeBoyer, and Sean Gillifan. And out of nowhere, Pistol Pete Maravich from on the Aftermarket Radio Network with Matt Fonslow. It's very, very good. How Matt can take these off-the-wall subjects and bring it down into our industry, you gotta check it out. It's a wonderful thing. Hey, guys, I think we may be ready to see this great virtual tour of Schertz Auto Service number one.
Edgar, why don't you take this away? This is your store.
Absolutely. Great way to put me on the spot there. No, this is our front entrance. We have obviously our night drop box right there on the right and our after hour pickups, trying to be as convenient as we can be. Our hours of operation there, and of course we have weekends off for family and relaxation time. We have our Christmas decor up. Our lobby, we currently have two TVs that are off. Actually, we just turned them back on, but there were some menu pricing items there that we were not too happy with, and we are actually working on doing something much cooler with those. Right over there is our customer refreshment area. We have coffee, soda, water. Off to the right, you can actually see a couple of snacks, and we've gotten a couple compliments because we have some keto diet snacks, and people, for some reason, really love them. Our front office team there, Vicky, David, and Shannon.
Edgar, can you talk about the Stream Deck that's sitting right there in front of David?
Absolutely. So if you look on that right screen right underneath that, there's a little black box and it's got a couple of buttons. So that is something that we started using a while back ago, actually, and we're just looking on how we can make it even better. It's a Stream Deck. It's used mainly for gaming people, but you can set up commands on it pretty much where you can press a button and write up an entire ticket. You know, we have our loaner vehicles programmed in there so that the service advisors, whenever we have to do a quality control check on one of our loaner vehicles that's returning, they press a button, enter the mileage, hit enter, and it does the rest. It opens the ticket, adds the quality control line, it adds the mileage, it sends the message to production to let them know that the vehicle is ready to process, saves and close out of the ticket. Typically, it would take at least a couple of minutes if you're doing it pretty quickly, and it's done in a matter of seconds.
Is that an Elgato?
Yes. Yep.
It is. Okay. People that do what I do are using this to pick screenshots and stuff. And I've really been doing a lot of studying on it. So Elgato, we got to make sure that when people are listening to this, they say, oh, this sounds like a really cool device. And they make two different sizes. They make a smaller one and a larger one. And I am so excited to hear that you guys have brought this into the service counter. Good for you guys.
It comes from, you know, mundane tasks that take just a little bit of time that adds up to a lot of bit of time. Okay, right back there, we have our Christmas wreath with the thank you cards, our BG shelf. We are a proud BG shop there. This is our production area. This is where we build estimates and production sits and make sure that all the vehicles assigned, all the parts and magic happens. Right here is our office / break room / kitchen / massage parlor. Everything happens in there. As you can see, we have a full functioning kitchen there with the crushed ice maker. We have a really, really world-renowned chef in our staff, so we get lunch every week.
That would be John.
That's right. Right out here, you're looking at the parts shelf there on the right-hand side, and this is our brand new floor. This was just installed a couple of weeks ago. This is our white flooring. I'm not sure how many shops out there have it, but if it's an amazing floor, it cleans up really well. We did it while the shop was still fully functional. Well, I don't want to say fully functional, but it was operating. We were open and working. And that was a bit of a challenge, but, you know, we took over and did what we could. This is German tile, I believe, and there's actually people from Germany that come out and install this tile. It's amazing. It's kind of crazy the way it all works. We have several different two-post lifts there, do every single service that we can. All the equipment is serviced and maintained, of course. As you're going through the shop, off to the right, we have all the coolants that we may need. Day-to-day operation, coolant flushes, anything. We have everything from OE manufacturer recommendation, everything that meets the OE specifications. Right at the top there, you can see the vents. Our AC our shop is AC'd and heated. And that's our recessed alignment rack. We actually have two alignment machines there. One is the four post and one is our recessed alignment rack, like I said. Our Zamboni to clean up the floors, some of the items there to the left that we keep in stock, batteries, filters, our tire machines, our mount balancer, and we have a grill back there that's a special tool required every now and then. Back here, we keep all the BG equipment. We try to keep it organized by what it is. Brake flushes and everything. Back here is our little bit, we call it our underwear drawer because we don't really like to people to go in there. But it's where we keep, the bulk oil, that's the remainder of the shop floor material that still needs to be picked up.
Did you take the lifts off or did you tile around the lift post?
No, it was tiled around the lift posts.
Would it be smart to put a lift on top of the tile or not?
No, they actually recommend going around the lift itself.
They do. Okay. And same with the tire equipment, the balancer, you went around it, right?
No, we actually removed that stuff and then we put that back in.
You remove that stuff and then you put it back down. Okay. But the lift, I could see the lift needing to want to have a firm base on the concrete. Okay, great.
Right here is the outside of the door of the of our shop. Bay doors are all closed because we have AC, so why would we leave them open? We have a couple of lifts on the outside used for emergencies or if we ever run out of space or need an extra lift somewhere out there. It's always there. And obviously that area is also covered with an awning there. It has lights. It has some Wi-Fi hotspots out there because we are a full digital shop. We actually use digital inspection platforms, auto vitals. It's very important for us to have Wi-Fi and internet at all times. That's how our technicians work. So if they have to go all the way down to the end of the shop, then they still need internet down there. So
what a beautiful, beautiful shop. And the tile, did you actually see that at Seth Thorson's shop? And you said we got to have that, right?
Yeah, I saw that at his shop was the first place we saw it at. And yeah, we were looking at redoing the floor this year anyway, because even though that building's only about not quite 5 years old, the flooring, that was put in originally wasn't done very well. So it was coming up in several different places and it just made that overall shop look pretty poor and not very well. So we were looking at redoing it. And the cost difference between doing an epoxy floor and the tile, we thought wasn't that significant. And, for the tile, it's almost a lifetime tile, versus epoxy, you're going to have to redo again eventually.
That's interesting, the ROI on that. And I'm not going to ask you how much it cost, but I am sure that's something that you had to save for quite a while or realize John wouldn't be talking about, well, the ROI between the epoxy and this, it's a significant investment for sure. But it's gorgeous. And apparently this German tile is indestructible, right?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy duty. You can drop some stuff on it. It may chip a little bit, but it's not going to fully crack. Or they actually sent us a ton extra. We're going to keep a couple cases of it, but they still have a bunch that they need to come pick up and credit us back.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Use what you need. And special people come in and install this, right?
Yeah, there's three guys from Germany. I guess they spend 6 to 8 months here in the U.S. going from shop to shop installing this, and they go home for a month or a few weeks, and they come back and they do a few more. And so it's, like I said, there were three guys from Germany that came and did it.
I'm so happy that we had a chance to see location number one, John and Edgar. You guys obviously are so proud, and it is a really nice looking shop and nice for that. Now, remember, guys, this episode gets repurposed as a podcast each and every Saturday. You can watch us on our YouTube channel, and you can hear the audio, of course, on your favorite podcast listening app. Thanks to John Long, Edgar Reyes, for having a chance to talk about creating moments and seeing their great, great operation down in Schertz, Texas, Schertz Auto Service. Have a great holiday weekend coming up with New Year's. Appreciate you guys for being here.
All right. Thanks, Carm.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.